Now, Willie, would you come over here?
Yes?
Would you introduce us again? This is a new format that Bob and Ray have established. Is this the Monday? Uh-huh. Say, you sound a little like Pat Buttram.
Huh?
A little like Pat Buttram. Let me hear you say Gene.
Wow, Gene.
Yeah, that's got it pretty good. Will you introduce us now, please?
Here now are Bob and Ray.
Thank you very much, Willie. Willie Toops.
I have an open pistachio nut for Kirby Air.
Good. Well, let him have it. Oh, they're good. See, when I get going on these,
Do we ever tell you people what a great liking we have for pistachio nuts?
We really have. And these are the plain white ones, not the the red ones there.
But you have in the very best package of pistachio nuts is always a few that you cannot open.
That's right. They're called fusees by those of you in the fireworks trade or industry. You'd know what we mean by that. It's a Roman candle that goes off on the 6th of July.
Here's our cleanup man, Brainerd. This one.
Hey, it's okay. Put it on the floor, shelves. A lot of it.
Well, we don't want to mess up the place.
Come on, I have this big guy.
Brainerd, how are things going with you?
Pretty good.
By that I mean, have you got your Christmas shopping done and you all set for the big holidays?
Well, do you know how to spell my name, Brainerd?
Well, I imagine it's E-R-D, isn't it? Or is it
A-R-D? Oh, it's B-R-A-I-N-E-R-D.
Yes.
If you just put E-R-D on it, go to almost anybody. Go to Leonard, for one.
We'll go to Leonard Erd, who works downstairs.
Yeah.
No, I just wondered why you were so happy all year round.
Well, I kind of look forward to Christmas time. I remember, I forget who was in here last year, but they certainly made it a very jolly Christmas at the Brainerd.
Is that so? Nice to hear it.
And Bob, I want to, and you too, Ray, shake your hands, tell you how much I admire both your singing.
Well, thank you.
And whenever I get a chance and I get home, I love to hear you guys sing. I never miss your program every morning.
I like,
15, isn't it?
Like Ray's piano playing, too?
Oh, beautiful, beautiful, Ray. Beautiful piano playing.
I'm Bob. You were looking at me when you said that, were you?
No.
Oh.
It's an illusion.
Yeah. You like my...
These glasses.
You like my guitar playing?
Very much, very much, Bob. You know, I moved. Don't go by last year's address.
For what?
For whatever you want to send me. Anything like that. You know, if you want to contact me
last night, I can do
a favor for you.
Yeah. You moved.
Right.
Well, they'll have the new address downstairs, I imagine.
I assume they will, yeah.
Okay, Brainerd, you can go now and... Awfully pleasant guy. We might say, too, that everybody just seems to be so pleasant this week.
You know, I don't know whether this is my imagination or not, but
it is.
Seems to me like they're heading towards Christmas presents, doesn't it? And I think now would be as good a time for you and I to go over this this list.
All right.
And check it out.
Now, well, there's the regular... Well, we'll skip us for the moment. There's
right. Webley Webster.
Webley...
What should we get Wedley that he doesn't have, that he needs? I mean,
What does he need? As a boy, who has everything. He comes from a wealthy family.
Does he really? I didn't know that.
And, well, he never says it on the air, but he does.
Mm-hmm. He has, seemed like all the nice clothes and everything he needs. Gee, you know, I think just a card to Webb would do.
I'd be fine. I'm in very good taste, too. Okay. Wally Ballou is next.
Let's see, Wally.
He got a raise, last July.
Well, he probably will look at that as a Christmas gift.
I would think he would. It would amount to quite a sizable gift if you figured out all the weeks, 26
well,
since
weeks. July, yeah. Christmas, and if you had, if we had, for instance, saved
no,
it,
don't
put
say
it in the
anymore.
Bank.
No, that's enough. For
savings
him.
Account.
That's enough. We've done enough for
right.
him.
Right, and then you gave it to him as a, send him a card, too.
Mary Magoon.
Right.
Oh, here again. Here's someone who has practically...
Well, you don't know what to buy, Mary. I mean,
clothes she doesn't need.
Oh, and, well, I don't know his size, and I think that's too personal to get together.
It is. Someone you don't know any better.
He really is a stranger, actually.
I mean, we want to keep on the list of the ones we know well.
Right. You know, Mary loves cooking, and I think that's her prime interest. I think I saw a card in some store the other day that had this woman
cooking
in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And it had kind of a cute Yule message. Maybe that for Mary.
Great. And okay. Then our director, Onslow, is the only other name on there.
Well, now, what about him?
Well, what about him? We've always sent him a card before. Why should we change this year?
Well, here's a thought. Let's send him a
card.
Well, a card, but what I mean is kind of small. We've been sending him a big...
Yeah.
I think, actually, a small, intimate card. And look, no printing, no bothering Ray printer, and just write it.
Just personal.
You know, that's good
taste.
Personal, terrific.
Mm-hmm.
You like that, I'm sure.
So that leaves, we're back to you and me.
That's right. Well, I think we should... look, we have this money. We split it down the middle.
Good. That's fine with me.
500 fish for you, 500 right. Clams for me.
Well, okay.
That'll do it.
Cover it very well, I think.
Well, that's done. You know, that bothers me. I hate shopping over here. You know,
it's the worst thing. It's
right. Crazy.
It's a great relief when you get it all figured out and you know what you're going to get.
I know it's done. Done for another year. Boy, I'm ecstatic.
Time right now for a chat with the businessman of the week. Would you come over here, sir, and tell us, sir, your name, please?
Wary. Conrad Wary.
Conrad Wary.
You're
connected with Wary Removal, aren't you?
That's right. Earth moving equipment. I'm president of the firm.
Well, that business has come a long way in the last 15 to 20 years. I've read about it, Mr. Wary.
Oh, yes. It's come a long way. I can safely say we're in long pants now.
I guess the equipment you use has grown along with you, hasn't
it? Well, that's right. We've moved stride for stride with other industries.
I see.
We've got a new power shovel that can lift 7 tons in one scoop. Now, the machine itself weighs 60 tons. And with a full shovel, she goes pretty close to...
67 tons.
That's right. And that's a far cry from the shovel of 15, 20 years ago, which picked up about 12 or 13 pounds. I mean, that's an improvement of millions of percent, I guess.
How did you get to be a success in this business, Mr. Wary?
Well, if you use two basic points as a yardstick, when you look at a piece of equipment, you can be successful in a business utilizing the particular piece of equipment you're looking at.
Well, that brings us back then to what are the two basic points.
Well, they're not so much points as they are words, Mr. Elliott, but when I look at a piece of equipment, I wonder if the particular piece of machinery I'm looking at can't be improved upon so it can do the job quicker and better. I think...
I guess it's a pretty rare thing when you can both quicken and better a particular process. Just to quicken the function of a machine would in itself be of great value, I would think.
That's right. Now, that's why it's a good idea to use two basic points as a yardstick.
Oh.
You're getting a hurry-up signal with a guitar.
No, don't mind that.
All right. It bothers me, though.
No, go ahead.
You set a more difficult standard for yourself that way. But also one that's more productive.
If I may, Mr. Wary, I think there's a concomitant basic point that falls into place when you mention the two you've already described.
What point is that?
Well, as you said, when you look at a piece of...
What do you mean there now, holding his thumb and forefinger over his nose?
No, I don't know. It's...
I think that means that everything is on time, but it doesn't... Not too good.
Uh-huh.
That's what it means. You're on the nose, and it's awful. I think that's what that signal means.
Mr. Wary,
yes.
If you visualize a machine operating in a quicker and better fashion,
yeah.
Wouldn't that indicate that you also had in mind a machine that was easier to operate?
No, not at all.
Well, I guess that's why you're a power in the earth-moving field, and I'm not.
You needn't be embarrassed. It wasn't a stupid guess. Far from it, really.
I don't know why I said it, actually.
Well, don't parade yourself, Australia. It's easy to see where lots of people might fall into the same trap you did.
Well, forget it now.
There's plenty I don't know about your business.
Well, there's one thing you don't know, Mr. Wary.
What's that?
You don't know that quicker and better means easier, too. And thanks for chatting with us. I'm sure your time is valuable. Ours is...
Nice little fella.
Mr. Worry. Let's see. I think it's time for, what, a spot here? Oh, this. You know, statistics show the holiday season is one of increased accident danger. Drivers and pedestrians concentrate on surviving the rush, confusion, and conviviality of the Yule. In crowded streets, stores, and sidewalks, have a care. Don't gamble on receiving a flock of get-well cards along with the usual sentiments of the season. So when Santa descends, he wants to find you chipper, not chipped. Avoid gambling on your Christmas buying, too. Now, here's a way to be sure when you buy.
Almost Christmas, no time to lose. Lots and lots of gifts to choose. Give him,
give her,
a gift at Yardley.
For him, a wide range of all-new gifts from $1.50 to $10. A combination of after-shaving lotion and invisible talc, only $2.50. All prices plus tax. Yardley.
Give him,
give her,
a gift set by Yardley.
Now then, it's not really the day that we usually welcome Dean Archer on set, but he was in town shopping and asked if he might come up and do his little stint for the month and get it out of the way. Dean is the Bob and Ray Director of Agriculture from the Lackawanna, New York Field Station. I'm sorry we didn't have your theme ready.
I never did get to appreciate you fully, I believe, until I will call. But you're comedians. I didn't know you're comedians.
Oh, yes. Well, a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
You want to pick a bone with what?
Magazine people.
What magazine people?
The Farmer's Almanac.
The Farmer's Almanac.
Right.
Well, that's a very good publication that we use frequently on this show.
I know you do, and it's just that what I'm concerned about is this. Now, you know Farmer. Now, you look at me. Take a good look at me. Now, would I look like a fellow who'd sit down to Vienna Opera Bars?
What? A fellow who'd sit down to Vienna Opera Bars? Of course.
Well, here's the recipe for that. French pan type?
French pancakes?
No, but...
Oh, that's not in the Farmer's Almanac.
It certainly is. It's on page of Not Even Mars. Right opposite Mars. Third month of the year.
It is?
Yep. Vienna Opera Bars. A cup of flour, a cup of brown sugar, firmly packed, and butter and cream.
But what is the problem?
That's it. It's a good recipe. Can you imagine going out in the morning... look on the town, come in and sit down to Vienna Opera Bars, or perfect offer. It's ridiculous.
Well, I don't see any reason for you raising an argument with the people who published this.
You're welcome to you.
They had in mind to give the farmer and the general reader a recipe that was appetizing, something that might be good for change in varying the humdrum... workaday menus, which we're all so familiar with. I think that sums it up.
Well, I'll call him as you made me laugh again.
Dean, you're in a jovial Christmas mood, and if we don't see you before the Yule, a very pleasant...
I don't think we will. So long, Dean.
Bye-bye. Merry Christmas, if I don't see you before the Yule.
Right. We want to thank Mark, somebody down in Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania.
Well, just why would we want to thank him?
He says he's an old cowhand from here. He sent us a nice letter in German.
Oh, do you read German?
No, I don't. Anybody here read it?
Oh, yeah.
You? Pierre? You don't read it?
A little bit, I read sometimes.
Well, I think I know what it says.
Maybe, Bob, you could have a German phrase for us in just 10 seconds.
Here's one. Das ist alle, ich habe zu sagen.
What's it mean, you know?
That's all we have to say.
Oh. Well, until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumbs.
Tomorrow's Hidden Revolution surveys problems of aging over the CBS Radio Network.
Hear living music for Christmas in stereo. Favorite songs of the season by the foremost singing groups in the Southland. Enjoy Christmas music with KNX. Tonight, be sure to hear Pasadena's First Methodist Church Choir in stereo in the KNX Christmas Choral Festival. 9:05 on KNX 1070, CBS Radio in Los Angeles. You're in tune now with KNX AM and FM, CBS Radio, Los Angeles. It's a good feeling to know that you've helped to... Own Jersey-made brand. KCBS and widen your world. KCBS News at the hour. Tonight, the butchers are still out. President is on the go for 22 hours. Bob Gerner from KCBS News. A strike by the
tide itself over the Pacific Ocean.
Tonight's top story, the amazing stamina of the president. Despite his 69 years and...
Author Carol Chessman next January 13th. Levy said he would present the order to Superior Judge Herbert V. Walker tomorrow. Meanwhile, one of Chessman's attorneys said he would file a new...
Tomorrow, it's a Monday.
...was shown a photograph of a recent San Quentin prison escapee, 29-year-old James Kendrick, but could not positively identify him as one of the gang. Five small children have perished in a fire at their home in Vallejo.
For tonight...
Don't take it away from him, but not...